With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
It's Friday, which means we're talking movies at Niall O'Brien. How you doing, Niall?
I'm doing very well. It's a lovely day and a very close friend of ours. It's his birthday as
it
well.
Is.
So happy birthday, Ross. If you're listening, I know you're not. You never listen. Formerly of this parish.
And speaking of birthdays, it's yours tomorrow. Happy
it is.
Birthday
I
to you in advance.
I don't like to mention it.
Well, it's out there now. It's out there now. But, seeing as it is your birthday, I'll just be very nice to you today and say, welcome to 11 to 1. What have you got for
Thank
us?
You.
What have
Thank
you looked
at? Well, first of all, we have the regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? And I saw your fantastic video promo for the Friday floor filler. So we're going to have to really up our game.
I think
we're gonna
we
have are. To kind of get something out for that. So this is our segment where you can identify the mystery voice of the actor or filmmaker. It's always somebody connected to one of the films that we're talking about. And then you can win a pair of tickets to Omniplex Cinema.
Yes, and they have locations at Omniplex Deluxe Venue in Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk or Omniplex in Balbriggan. There's some cracking films out right now. The best way to see them is on the big screen. So for full showtimes and booking, check out omniplex.ie. So we have, do we need a clue? I didn't have a sneaky listen today.
Oh, okay, right. Well, I think it might be a little bit difficult.
Okay.
Maybe, but I will say she likes fighting with her family.
Okay.
And she is also in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and she's in one of the movies we're talking about. So.
Okay. So she likes fighting with her family. She's in the Marvel Universe. Yeah. And she's in one of the movies we're going to be talking about now. Okay. So if you think you know who this voice is, 086 1800 658 for your chance to win those tickets.
It's very glamorous, very glamorous. And it was a joy to head into the hair and makeup trailer every single day, talking about stepping into a character.
Will I play it again? I'll give you one more listen. Here it is.
It's very glamorous, very glamorous. And it was a joy to head into the hair and makeup trailer every single day, talking about stepping into a character.
Ooh, okay. 086-1800-658.
Are you stumped?
No, I know. I know who it is.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think.
Right.
I think I know. I have full faith in the listeners. They're going to get it.
Yes.
Yeah, completely. 086-1800-658. Now, all of the drama is happening with this movie that's coming out
and
today.
And it's mostly behind the scenes, really. So this is Don't Worry, Darling, which is out in cinemas today. And this is the story of Alice, played by Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh, everybody.
Alice. And Jack, played by Harry Styles. And they've moved into this idealized community called Victory. It's an experimental company town, basically, that houses the families of people who work for this top secret project called the Victory Project. And it's the perfect embodiment of 1950s optimism. And it's espoused by their CEO, Frank, played by Chris Pine, who is equal parts corporate visionary and motivational life coach. And his leadership kind of is intrinsic to every aspect of their daily life in this tight-knit community. So the husbands go off, they spend their day working in the Victory Project headquarters. The wives stay at home. They enjoy beauty treatments, luxury and perfection in their community. And every resident's need is being met by the company. But things are not what they seem because Alice, played by Florence Pugh,
we just mentioned that one
she sees cracks in this idyllic life begin to appear. It exposes flashes of another existence that she doesn't really remember. And basically she starts to question, why are they living here in Victory and what's happening? What's going on? Ooh, so we have a clip here. It's from later. Like, I'm surprised actually that they've released this. It's from later in the movie. You can tell that she knows that something's going on. She's not happy about it.
Okay, here it is.
Violet, where are you from?
Pardon?
I said, where are you from?
Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. Yeah.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
You know I like to.
Most of the women here are from Philadelphia. Or Baltimore. Or Chicago.
I've noticed.
You got no one other thing?
I, for one, do not miss the winters. No, no, no. I thrive in the sunshine, even though I'm alabaster skin.
Oh, I love the sunshine. I love the beach.
She does.
What was the last beach you went to?
Oh, fun fact about the beach. I read this.
Yeah.
Beaches are actually some of the filthiest places in the whole world. It's just a sandbox of disease. And
Peter, do not say disease
it's
at the dinner table.
It's true. They need to know.
I could probably guess. Hilton Head, Cape Cod, or the Jersey Shore. And we all honeymooned in Sea Island, or the Poconos, or Niagara Falls.
I think those are popular honeymoon destinations.
Expensive.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Peter, you didn't finish your story.
Bill over here is probably one of the worst golf players.
Peter, I'm not quite finished. Violet, where did you meet Bill?
Ooh, she's on to them. She's on to them
there,
isn't she?
Yeah. And look, I've not seen it yet. I've only seen the trailer and a couple of clips. It seems very much Stepford Wivesy.
Yeah.
If you remember that movie from the, I think, late 60s or early 70s. So Stepford Wives for the whatever year we're living in now.
The 20s.
Yes, yeah. Will it live up to the drama behind the scenes? I want to see the making of this movie rather than this movie. Yeah. But look, Harry Styles fans will go and see it. Florence Pugh is always really good.
Yeah, she's excellent.
It looks like from the trailer, it looks beautifully filmed and made. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it again, probably because, now in fairness, before I heard all about the drama, I did see the trailer, like when an early trailer dropped before all of this kind of stuff about the stories and everything leaked, and it did look very promising, and I was kind of going, Harry Styles, you know what I mean? Fair play to him, because, you know, I had said this before, that I'd seen him in the Christopher Nolan
Dunkirk.
And I thought, you know, he'd promised there, so it'd be interesting to see, is he leading man material? So I'll be going to see that one. Don't Worry Darling, out today. Now, we are going to streaming and, oh, look at, I knew it had
you
to.
You are so excited about this, aren't you?
I can barely contain myself.
A new Star Wars series on Disney Plus.
They're milking it, aren't they?
Now, you know, I don't really have to fill you in about this because you know all about it.
Oh, yeah,
This is Andor. This is the prequel to the movie Rogue One, which was a prequel to the original Star Wars film A New Hope.
Oh, come on.
And in Rogue One, a character called Cassian Andor, played by Diego Luna, he basically helps get the Rebel Alliance the plans that helped them blow up the Death Star in the original Star Wars. So this is a prequel to that,
How many
5 years before the events of Rogue One. We meet Cassian, still played by Diego Luna. He is not a Rebel Alliance spy as he was in that film. He's just a kind of a thief. He likes to take parts from galactic spaceships and steal them and sell them on. And he also has a kind of backstory about a missing sister. And it's we're in a very different kind of Star Wars landscape in this, really, because we're not in a desert planet. This is kind of an industrial planet where he lives. It's like a junkyard planet, basically. So we have a clip here of Diego Luna and the fantastic Stellan Skarsgård, who's only in, there's three episodes out now on Disney Plus. He's only in the third one, but he is great, and he's going to be a big part of the rest of the series, I think.
Okay, here it is.
So which is it? I know Bix has a game. I know you bribe quartermasters to leave valuables on the ships before they come in for scrap, but this isn't that. This isn't something to let pass.
No. I went in and got this myself.
How? How's that possible? It was sealed on the Imperial Naval Base in Stargard.
Look, You got the money, I got the box. What else is there to talk about?
I'll give you another 1,000 credits to tell me how you got it.
Another 1,000.
Done.
How?
You just walk in like you belong. Takes more than that, doesn't it?
What, to steal from the Empire? What do you need? A uniform, some dirty hands, and an Imperial toolkit? They're so proud of themselves, they don't even care. They're so fat and satisfied, they can't imagine it.
Can't imagine what?
That someone like me would ever get inside their house, walk their floors, spit in their food, take their gear.
Ooh. Now, for people like me who are Star Wars aficionados, do you know what I mean?
Big fans. Yeah.
Will, do you need to be a big fan of Star Wars to know what on earth's going on, or can you just join in?
Do you know what? I would say for people like you, this is a good place to just join on
because it's very good.
It's a good drama. Now, I always have this criticism with the Disney Plus stuff. They always say it's like a 7-hour movie, but every episode, it's like the episode doesn't have an arc then. It just stops at this and you kind of go, what's going on? So it's grand that 3 episodes are out there. It looks great. It could be a great jumping on point for you, I think.
Okay.
We might make a Star Wars fan of you yet.
Oh, listen. Now, the day that happens, you know what I mean? The time will stop or something.
It is
on Disney Plus. So moving on, we have another streaming review to Netflix, and it's Dahmer. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer, of course, the serial killer. I'm not a huge fan of serial killer things,
and,
you know, true crime things. But this is from one of Netflix's big producers, Ryan Murphy, who people would know from Glee and probably more closely related to this American crime story, American horror story.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is a 10-episode Netflix miniseries. I've only seen the first one. And look, Jeffrey Dahmer's story has been told lots of times on film and on TV, and it is a very gruesome story. But this series focuses not just on him and his crimes, but on the many attempts that his neighbors and the witnesses kind of to what he was doing had made to stop him. And it was ignored by the police, basically. So there's as much a focus on the supporting cast. Glenda Cleveland is his neighbor, played by Niecy Nash. Richard Jenkins, who's a fantastic actor, plays his dad. Molly Ringwald is in there.
Oh, brilliant.
It's got a great cast. But it is, like, even the first episode, I found it... I am squeamish. But, like, if you like those kind of things, you love this. It looks great. I will keep watching it because it's really well made.
And it's Evan Peters who's playing
Plays Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. No, I saw
and
a little bit of it.
And he is incredibly creepy. Like, yeah. I said I didn't have a clip for this because the clip I found was too creepy to play on the radio.
He's fantastic, and he's been in all the American horror series, most of them, and he's very good at this kind of role.
Ryan Murphy's kind of favourite actors, all right.
Yeah. I'll definitely check that one out. So that's on Netflix at the moment. So moving to our TV movies of the weekend, tonight T.G. Carr at 11 p.m.
Yeah, it's a bit late, and it's a very unknown Western, The Five-Man Army. This is a spaghetti Western, I guess, from 1969. It has a cast featuring Peter Graves from Mission Impossible, but it's directed by Dario Argento, which I think is one of the reasons to watch it. He's a really well-known Italian director. It has a score by Ennio Morricone. So it's one, I have to be honest, I've never heard of before, so... It's a little gem at 11 o'clock on TG Carr. And then on RT2 at 11:20, I think, is The Natural, which is a great baseball movie starring Robert Redford. It's fantastic. Another great score by, I can't remember his name now, but it is a really good movie. I'm not a fan of baseball, but I love this film. And then on Saturday at 10:40, on RTE1 is Rocket Man, Life and Times of Elton John. Yeah,
great one to rewatch. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Taron Egerton. And then on Sunday, One for the Family at 3:05 on BBC1 is Finding Dory.
Ah, it's a great one.
The
it's
sequel,
a great...
of course, to Finding Nemo. Yeah,
it absolutely is brilliant. It really is. They're all getting it, but you can put them out of their misery now. Who is the mystery voice?
It is, of course, the fantastic Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh was the mystery voice. We'll pick a winner for that very, very shortly. Niall, as always, thank you so much for jam-packed Real Reviews. Enjoy your birthday tomorrow.
Oh, I shall.
And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a million.
Bye.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.